This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. A British labor rights activist working in Southeast Asia has had civil and criminal lawsuits filed against him for trying to help migrant workers in Thailand. Andy Hall is accused by Natural Fruit Company Limited of defaming its reputation. Mr. Hall was a researcher on a project which found many labor abuses amongst the company's labor force, plus the use of child labor. He faces a fine of $10 million and up to 7 years in prison. Labor Start, the labor movement's news and campaigning service, has started an online Act Now campaign on his behalf. I asked Mr. Hall why he thought the lawsuits were filed against him.
I've been working in Thailand now for over a decade, and I think recently the methods which I've used to protect migrant workers, particularly from Myanmar and Cambodia, I think it's become more effective, and I think that this lawsuit is an attempt to silence me, to wear me down, to make me tired, and it's also the work that I've been doing recently really has revealed so many abuses, or the systematic nature of abuses against migrant workers, and how often migrants are abused in Thailand. And I think that this is something which the Thai government and Thai employers and the Thai export industry, they don't want people to know.
The potential fines and prison time you face are quite serious. Aren't you scared?
No, I'm not scared because I did nothing wrong. And I'm also not scared of jail. And I'm also not scared of these big fines because I don't have any money. I've been working as a labor rights, human rights activist for almost 10 years now. And I don't have any money. I don't have any property. So I'm certainly not scared of the money. As for prison, I just think that it surely could not come to that, because I think that this trial is going to be one which is going to expose so much of the abuse that's going on. But at the same time also, the research that I did is valid. It's a proper methodology. We have all the evidence. And so I don't think it's possible that the company could win such a case against me. If they did, it would raise many, many other questions.
What were the working conditions of the employees you talked to like?
When we did the research on natural fruit, we knew from a very early stage that the factory was a particularly bad factory, because we had the field trips down there and we met with the workers. We had to do the interviews in secret, a long way away from the factory, because the workers were so scared. And from the beginning, we knew that this was a factory that was part of what the workers described as a mafia network, or networks of very powerful people backed up by politicians. The conditions in the factory, the workers, they're not paid the legal minimum wage either for their 8-hour working day or their very, very excessive overtime that they have to do. Some of them reported doing, 5, 6, 7, up to 10 hours overtime a day in very hot weather, dangerous equipment. There was reportedly about 40 to 50 child laborers working in the factory. Workers reported that up to a quarter of the workforce was undocumented, severe debt bondage, abusive supervisors. The workers essentially, they felt that they were trapped through a process of debt bondage, through a process of breakdown of the rule of law. They couldn't escape from that factory. Even though they weren't physically restrained, they were mentally restrained. And I think the workers really did call for me to help them. And it really did have an impact on me, and I felt that I had to help them. And the way in which I helped them was not particularly radical. I simply did the research and then approached the company and asked them to respond to the allegations and to work with me and with pretty much to remedy the situation. They chose not to, and I think they brought the case upon themselves.
Tell us about the child laborers who were working for Natural Fruit.
They were doing work essentially that was work that adults should be doing. As young, according to the reports, from 14 years up. Many of these children were children of other people who were working in the factory. Their parents were also working in the factory, because in Thailand, even though there's an estimated, up to a third of a million children of migrant workers, there's no policy of the government to provide for their health or education, which means they often become child laborers and particularly bad employers like to use children for the cheap, and they can do things with their particularly small fingers and things like that. The children in the factory, as I say, were as young as 14. I also, when I did my research, I met a child laborer who was 16. And these people are particularly young. They don't have any education. They're doing jobs that adult workers would do, and they don't have any education as a result of just simply doing a working life from a very, very young age.
What can unions and their members do to help you and migrant workers like those working for Natural Fruit?
I think there's two levels. I mean, the first level is, unions and responsibility to fight against this kind of abuse and to support people like the State Enterprise Worker Relations Confederation and the Migrant Worker Rights Network, two of the main organizations who issued a statement today on their case, which I'm very grateful for. Support these people to really fight for workers' rights in Thailand. You know, it's incredibly difficult, a country in which you can work for worker rights. It's a country where there is one of the lowest unionization rates in the world in Thailand, only 1 or 2%, and none of those are migrant workers. So, I mean, I think unions really need to should be showing international solidarity with CERC and with the MWRN, but also I hope that they can support me in the work I'm doing as an activist or as a researcher. But then on another level, I mean, unions are also consumers. And I assume that many of the unions across the world are eating products that are coming from Thailand. And I think that that's something which the unionists themselves on an individual level in their family level have to consider, that they are part of this, often part of this abusive process. And so I think each union member, each union has to really stand up for this issue and think, what can I do to make things better? And I think it depends on the individual situation. I mean, we're certainly not saying boycott Thailand, boycott the food. I mean, that's not going to help anybody, but I think the consumers and their customers who purchase the food really do have strength to put pressure on the Thai government and to put pressure on these greedy employers to improve the situation.